This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Republicans meet tonight to select their new party chair. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
There are six contenders, including a current senior party official, two former state lawmakers, and three longtime local party officials. Many participating in the vote say the party has a chance to turn a corner after the divisive leadership of outgoing chair Dave Williams. He angered members by having the party weigh in on primaries and attacking fellow Republicans. Two of those hoping to replace Williams were part of the unsuccessful effort to oust him last year. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Governor Polis has signed legislation allowing universities to pay athletes directly, but he added a warning. CPR's Ben Marcus.
Federal court settlements now require universities to pay athletes for the first time, so Colorado really had no choice but to allow it. But lawmakers also added a controversial provision exempting those specific payment amounts from public disclosure. Polis signed the bill, but he said he expects the legislature to review the secrecy provision in the future, and he highlighted a, quote, unfortunate trend towards less transparency in Colorado. Though Freedom of Information advocates noted that he has signed off on many of those bills limiting transparency. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The University of Colorado will pay its head football coach $10 million for this season. That's in the school's new deal with Coach Deion Sanders. CU has extended Sanders' contract through 2029. This is CPR News and KRCC.